City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook pre-match.
In football, you have to win and you have to do well, but at least you can see the players working as hard as they are working now. I am totally confident that we will play better, we will win more games, and everything will be different.
We're in a profession where you have to have thick skin more than most, and you tend to find that the leaders in the game come through it. And I'd like to believe that Rafa Benitez is a leader, and I'm sure that he'll come through this as well. But we're going up there to try and get points for Birmingham's sake, not to drive any nails anywhere in anybody else's problems.
We're just moments away from kick-off at an ever-expectant Anfield. A full house this evening, despite some fairly horrible conditions. The fog, though, at least has lifted a little bit from the conditions we had earlier, and decent visibility all around the park now. But it's still fairly unpleasant November night to be watching football. Can Liverpool lift the spirits of the home fans, both mentally and physically, on a miserable November evening with a decent performance? And more importantly, 3 points against visitors Birmingham City. Well, Liverpool haven't beaten Birmingham in their last 6 league encounters, so not the sort of side that Rafa Benitez would necessarily pick. One of his bogey teams, it seems, lying in wait. And Liverpool depleted tonight, having to cope without Torres, Gerrard only on the bench. Will Liverpool have enough in the tank to be able to put away Alex Mattoush's men? Well, just as I speak, the players are taking to the field. We are going to have a minute's silence before the start of tonight's game. Yesterday, of course, Remembrance Sunday. And we have got the opportunity tonight to pay our respects with a minute's silence before kick-off. Huge roar from the home fans as the two teams take to the field. And plenty of vocal support as ever, John, from the Kop.
Yeah, you know, it's been pretty quiet in some of the league games this year, and when the chips are down, you do need your 12th man, you do need the crowd to stick behind you, so hopefully it'll do so tonight.
Let's have a recap of the teams then for this evening's game. Liverpool making 4 changes from Lyon. Pepe Reina in goal. Glenn Johnson at right back, coming in for the suspended Jamie Carragher. Daniel Agger and Martin Skrtel not often have been paired in the middle of the Liverpool defence, but they do so tonight as Skrtel returns from his virus. Emiliano Insua is at left back. Yossi Benayoun, Javier Mascherano, Lucas Leiva and Albert Riera we anticipate to be the midfield 4. Dirk Kuyt we think will partner David Ngoe in attack. Liverpool bench, Diego Cavalieri, Alberto Aquilani, perhaps to make his Anfield bow. Steven Gerrard, Sotirios Kyriakos, Ryan Babel, Jay Spearing and Stephen Darby.
The game.
It's forward by
Skrtel
to Johnson.
Play.
Johnson into Benayoun. Benayoun into the penalty area. First opportunity for Liverpool. Benayoun squares it. Kuyt couldn't get there. And Joe Hart claims.
Good play.
Good work from Benayoun. And the pullback wasn't far away from Dirk Kuyt.
Lovely ball.
Not able just to get on the end of it.
Yeah, it's a lovely move. Great ball by Johnson. And that's what Benayoun could do, really. Got to the byline, cut it across. 3 men surrounding Dirk Kuyt. Riera was on the far post, didn't find his way to him. And best chance at the moment so far. 10 minutes gone. Good play.
Riera.
The switch is on here.
To Kuyt. Riera goes to his right to Mascherano. Mascherano looks to fit it through to Kuyt. Kuyt looking for Ngoe. David Ngoe! Good save from Joe Hart. Hit it first time, Ngoe.
Never caught it. Yeah, it's a great opportunity. It's a good play. Riera, Mascherano, Kuyt, threaded it through to Ngoe. But he snatched at it. He just didn't get the power and it was easily saved there by Joe Hart, wasn't it? But he done well to get into the situation.
Throw in to Liverpool. Insua to Dirk Kuyt. Kuyt goes back to Lucas. And in turn, Lucas switches it to Daniel Agger. Here is Mascherano. Just beyond the edge of the centre circle in the Birmingham half. Moves it to Johnson, who is well advanced in Birmingham territory.
Brilliant
Johnson
play.
Into the penalty area, done really well.
Oh!
He's denied his count.
Oh!
Again by Hart. Great double save, Riera.
Ngoe. Yes!
And David Ngoe on the third time of asking gives Liverpool the lead. 2 brilliant saves by Joe Hart to deny Ngoe and Kuyt, but he couldn't keep out Ngoe the third time. And Liverpool break through. They lead Birmingham City by a goal to nil.
Well, Chris, it's what we deserve. Great play from Johnson. Absolutely fantastic. The ball ended up at the far post with Kuyt. Had a snapshot save. Came back to Riera. It came back to the far post. And it's a great strike from Ngoe. He really was. He kept his eye on the ball. Difficult opportunity. And he's blasted it on a volley in the top corner. Terrific, terrific goal. Well done. And we deserve it, to be fair. And it's exactly what we needed. Come at the right time. 12 minutes or so. And now Birmingham will have to try and come out the blocks. They've just sat back at the moment, they've done absolutely nothing. And hopefully it could create a little bit more space for us.
Out to Lucas. Lucas on to Riera. Riera's got Insua. The whole crowd were asking him to give it. He instead elects to shoot. It's going to come back to Insua. Insua again to Kautz. Header over the bar. Well, Albert Riera there just didn't see the overlap of Emiliano Insua. 35,000 people inside Anfield were shouting at him to move it left. Well, he didn't see him. He tried a shot, was weak, and Birmingham survived.
He's simply off the pace, Riera. For whatever reason, I don't know.
Riera has Lucas to his right. Here is Lucas. Johnson on the overlap if he wants him. Lucas goes more directly. And David and Go just couldn't control as Lucas looked to pick him out in the box. Through to Hart.
It's good vision from Lucas. It was a good ball. Just Ngog's first touch let him down.
Johnson looking to weave his way through. And he's into the penalty area. Johnson's ball in. And Joe Hart is alert to the danger. But yet again, Glenn Johnson enjoying himself, weaving between McFadden and Ridgewell on the left-hand side. In his low centre, well gathered by Joe Hart.
He does that brilliantly, doesn't he? So easy. Just like Georgie Best at times, isn't it? Don't think he's gone to the area. Great area, and it was just a bit too tight. He should have just dinked it far post. You know, he went for the near post and it went into the goalie's arms. But hey, great run. He made that out of nothing. It's a foul. It's a silly foul to give away. And he's right, the referee. Lucas was all over Jerome there. Can't afford to. It's the areas, you know, you're looking at Birmingham scoring against us. These are the type of areas, corners, free kicks, set plays, you know, in and around the box. The dangerous.
Well, James McFadden and Lee Carsley, the ex-Evertonians, are standing over this free kick. It's around about 35 yards from goal. It's very central. It's McFadden who's going to deliver it. It's deep. Ooh, looking for Roger Johnson's header. And there's a chance here, and it's in. And Birmingham from nowhere have scored. And it's Christian Benitez with his first goal for the club. The Ecuadorian international breaks his duck, and having shown nothing in the first 25 minutes, Birmingham City have equalised at Anfield. It's Christian Benitez who scored.
Set play. It's a far post ball. He's got round the back, Ridgway. He's knocked the ball, and that could have been offside. That one could have been offside. Where the first one was given to us, that one could. I think he might have been offside. Very, very close, you have to say. But you have to say it's bad. It's real bad marking. No, he's not offside. He's not offside. Good decision by the linesman. Again, it's rank awful defending from a set play. We say it time and time again. Don't do the job properly, and it's in the back of the net. 1-0.
Out.
Switching.
Square to Mascherano. Mascherano has Riera to his left. He fancies a shot.
Oh, what a good effort.
A really good effort from Mascherano, and Joe Hart had to tip it over the bar.
It's a great
really
effort,
drive,
isn't it?
And a good save from Hart to deny Mascherano a certain goal.
Yeah, we broke well, but a lot of players failed to get up, you know, with the player. Like Riera was 25 yards back, but it came to Mascherano, who let fly with a blistering shot, tipped over the bar by Hart. Corner coming in.
Albert Riera toying with.
That's a good play.
Larson, header half cleared. Ridgewell tries to complete the clearance. It's cut loose and Go. A big miss kick. Lucas, and it's off the line. David and Go. What an opportunity it felt from in the box.
Well, Lucas as well. What an opportunity that was. That's
Couch
a clever ball.
To Skirtle, loads of space, edge of the box. Skirtle trying to work his way through. Is it going to come for Ngo? Yes, it is. Hart's off his line. And Go back to Kaut. Kaut tries to chip it over Hart. Desperate Birmingham defending. They still not cleared it. Back in by Riera. Siege of the Alamo here. Back to Skirtle. And Skirtle's volley goes high into the cop. Well, Liverpool battering the Birmingham City goal there, but they couldn't get through.
He had more time.
Lucas with two good chances.
Skirtle had a lot more time there. It was a typical centre-half opportunity. But Ngog missed kick. Then Lucas had a great opportunity, but he never caught it right. And it was stopped on the line. It was bouncing everywhere. And then, you know, we had two or three opportunities afterwards where it, you know, just wasn't to be. But Birmingham were back in numbers, weren't they? Good pressure, you have to say, from Liverpool.
Vieira works inside to Kaut. Kaut looks to work it through to Ngo. Mascherano then looks up. See his attempted pass blocked by McFadden, but Riera can take over. Coming inside, Riera shying from distance. And Albert Riera not able to get his shot on target. Frustration for John Aldridge.
You're not going to score from there. You've got possibilities wide left. You've got three good runs in the box. He's 35, 30, 38 yards out. You're just not, you know. No. Very poor effort. After good work, you have to say, from Riera.
Well, you're looking to try and get on the end of that long Joe Hart clearance, but Johnson can win it back for Liverpool. Mm. Sebastian Larsson then going in strong in the middle of the park, and it needed Martin Skrtel to sort all that out. It goes Lucas once again for Liverpool, working it left to Benny Yoon. Benny Yoon looking to get up his right foot. Riera, loads of space, gets it on his left. Riera shoots, blocked by Dan. Liverpool still on the attack. Riera.
Good play by Insua.
To Insua on the overlap. Insua stands it up. Here comes Ngo. Ball sternly half cleared. Skrtel is still well forward. And Benitez goes down. And play on, says the referee. Thought he was going to have a free kick there. Benitez. Kout still battling for it. And Liam Ridgewell manages to outmuscle Dirk Kout. And again, Birmingham scramble it away. McFadden. Left-hand side, drills the ball low to Cameron Jerome. Jerome onto Benitez. Benitez is onside. Rayner is miles from goal, but Rayner did well to shut down the angle, and Benitez's shot was wide.
Well, it's a super break from Birmingham, you have to say. Great break, and they carved us up. Benitez got him behind, and Rayner come out really well and narrowed the angle, made it difficult, pushed him away from goal, and forced a difficult opportunity from him, which he should have done better, really. But thankfully, he put it wide by a couple of yards. Good goalkeeping.
Forward it goes towards Dirk Kout. Kout looking to get away from Carsley. Still going, Kout. Tackle comes in from Scott Dan, but it's come loose to Benny Yoon. Benny Yoon tries a measured shot. Hearts down. Riera, can he take advantage? Riera tries to poke it goalwards, and he couldn't control it. Goes behind for Birmingham City goal kick.
I think Lucas has got a shot. It was going goalwards. Now you've seen Joe Hart scrambling across, and he took a huge deflection. Riera's had the funny half, hasn't he? I think he's struggling. I think he's...
Well, I think this is real trouble for him, because he's just
done his hamstring
around.
Or something. Yeah, you can see
he's done his hamstring again.
So it'll be a change for Liverpool. It's gone, his hamstring's gone. Yeah.
So that's just what Rafa Benitez didn't need. So it's Gerrard or Babel, you'd think. Or maybe Aquilani.
Be interesting, but he's coming off. He's had a funny half here, hasn't he? He's, you have to say, he's not been man of the match, has he?
No,
you know, he's feeling his way back into the game. He overstretched. You could see what he did. He's overstretched, and his hamstring's just gone on him. It's very, very disappointing for him. He's been out for some time.
And it's Gerrard.
Steve Gerrard's coming on the pitch, which has got a massive, big, huge cheer from the crowd, as you'd imagine. Well, you just say to Stevie now, there's 2 minutes left, just warm up, just have 3 minutes, just have a warm up, then a half time, just keep him out and, you know, keep him warmed up for the second half. Strange one, isn't it? No, Stevie was fifth. You'd like to have seen him start the game, but great to see him. Great to see him back on the pitch.
He takes the captain's armband from Dirk Kout. You can hear the ovation, a standing ovation around Anfield.
Well, that's something Alex McLeish wouldn't have wanted, that's for sure. He looks a worried man on the sideline, doesn't he?
Yeah, he must be cursing Riera as he walks past him. Here's Cameron Jerome, what an effort! Oh my goodness me, Cameron Jerome from nowhere, 35 yards out, has put an absolute screamer into the top corner, reminiscent of Babel's effort against Lyon, if not better, and Pepe Reina has to disconsolately kick the ball out, and Birmingham City, having been outplayed for virtually the entire half, look like they're going to go into the half-time break with a 2-1 lead.
How amazing is that? What a goal. What an absolute magnificent goal. Pepe Reina's been caught off his line, to be fair. He shouldn't have been there, Pepe. But even if he was on his line, he would have saved it. But it's a fantastic strike. You've got to give credit where it's due. Oh, we're up against it now, aren't we? 2-1 down half-time. You know, he won't score any better than that in his career, especially at Anfield, you know, in the same end where his supporters are Jerome. And as you said, Chris, and you're spot on, they've done nothing except two opportunities, and it's in the back of the net twice. And that's football for you. It can be a cruel game, can't it?
Birmingham City leading by 2-1. It's half-time at Anfield. Well, it's been a decent enough performance from Liverpool for much of that first half. But Birmingham City have had precious few chances. You wouldn't even count when Jerome picked the ball up as an opportunity just before half-time. The former Cardiff man slamming the ball past Pepe Reina, and Liverpool suddenly have a mountain to climb. Liverpool 1, Birmingham City 2. John Aldridge.
I'm numb. I'm numb, but... They took the two goals. Well, the last goal was just out of nothing. He just smashed it from 35 yards out. And pretty incredible. Pepe Reina didn't expect it. We didn't expect it. No one in the ground expected it. His manager didn't expect it, but it's in the back of the net. We've got to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves down in the dressing room, and he's got to give a good half-time team talk for Benitez, because we will get four, five, six chances second half. It's all about tucking them away. Jeez, that, at the same time, we've got to stop the flow of goals going in the other end. You know, it's happened for some time now. You know, with the free kick again, another set play. Very, very disappointed the way we defended it. And the second goal, you can't account for that. It's just a one-off.
Do you think Pepe Reina, though, was slightly at fault? He was a little way off his line, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was off his line. He couldn't get back in time. You've seen him, when he picked his head up, he was backtracking, but he couldn't get back on it. Normally, he'd be on his line. He would have saved that. It was a great effort, but, you know, he's caught him off his line. And best goal he probably ever scored.
City Sports, the Liverpool matchbook.
So, we're ready for the second half. John Aldridge is back alongside me again. And John, can Liverpool turn this round?
Yeah, we've done it before, of course we can. You know, it's going to take a lot of concentration at the back. You know, we can't allow them to get a third. It's going to be extremely difficult. Yeah, we can get two goals. You know, we've seen at Birmingham when you get at them, they're not the best, are they, defending? But they've got something to hold on to, you know, and that's roll the sleeves up and, you know, get a historical win at Anfield, you know. So, yeah, they'll fancy it. You know, if we get a nice early goal, it'll get the crowd up for it, be buoyant, and, you know, make them have another thought, hopefully.
Lucas Leiva, Lucas to Stephen Gerrard, left-hand side. Gerrard up against Larsen, cuts inside onto his right foot. Gerrard then goes square to Lucas Leiva. Lucas tries a shot from distance, Hart spills it, but gathers at the second attempt with Dirk Kuyt arriving. And Liverpool at the start of the second half, John, carrying on in the same vein as they did for much of the first.
Yeah, it's a good move. Steve Gerrard shifted the ball well onto Lucas Leiva. And it was a decent effort, but unfortunately it was right down the gullet of the goalkeeper, very central to the goal. Got good pace on it.
Kuyt trying to find space for a cross.
Some brilliant, by the way.
Really well to beat Ridgewell, and then Kuyt attempts a, well,
what
quite
did
ridiculous
he say there?
Shot.
He's done brilliant, Kuyt. And then he gets himself into a fantastic... He took two defenders on and go past them like they weren't there. And then he got a great save and he just blasted the ball. I think he slipped, hasn't he?
Mascherano once more. Neat football from Liverpool. Gerrard, edge of the box, to Ngo. Looks to get it back, Stephen Gerrard. Can he get on there? It. No, because Liam Ridgewell stepped in. But Liverpool are starting to turn the screw again.
That was a lovely play from Stevie Gerrard, wasn't it? Good movement from Liverpool all round as well. It's corner, outswinger from Stevie Gerrard. Not bad.
Gerrard. On the left,
good
puts
ball.
A decent ball in, out by Johnson. Here's Benny Yoon, edge of the box.
Oh, he should have pulled the trigger there.
Thought about a shot, back to Mascherano. Great block by Leiva.
That's handball, you know, it looked like full on his handball there.
Well, Mascherano was
good
convinced.
Strike from Mascherano. I think it's a great save by Leiva there. This is better by Liverpool, a little bit more urgency.
I think Bowie was just outside his box, so... Wouldn't have been
great
a penalty.
Play
great
from
work
Johnson.
From Johnson. Lovely cross in, Gerrard!
Oh!
What a chance, Stephen Gerrard.
What a great bit of play from Liverpool. And Stevie Gerrard knows he should have scored. It's a fantastic bit of play from Johnson. One touch, great ball in, fantastic quality. Stevie G comes in between the two defenders, smashing header. It's the bottom of the post.
And here is Liverpool have come. In this second half, Stephen Gerrard's header hitting the post from Glenn Johnson's cross. And Liverpool have had a lot of success down that right-hand side in this game. Johnson enjoying himself against McFadden and Ridgewell. Mascherano,
well played.
In the centre circle, works it back right to Stephen Gerrard. McFadden to try and beat Gerrard's delivery. Punched away by Hart, out as far as Martin Skirtle, who drills a shot in. It almost decapitates Lee Carsley as he throws himself at it. Heroic work from Carsley. Here's Johnson.
Brilliant.
Still going. Glenn Johnson, edge of the penalty area, still going. Johnson, really good run. Back heeled across.
Oh, that's unlucky, that.
Appeals for handball against Lee Bowyer. Johnson still going.
Fantastic play by Johnson.
Johnson again, masterclass from him, headed away by Roger Johnson. Liverpool really working hard now. Cacophony of noise around Anfield. Still they trail 2-1. Mascherano to Gerrard.
Oh, great
Johnson
ball.
In gap, plays the ball across, beyond Hart, beyond Carr. It's come loose to Kuyt, back of the box. Kuyt to Benny Yoon. And Birmingham City can get it away and they can break.
No.
And Cameron Jerome was one-on-one with Martin Skrtel.
Much better from Liverpool, this is. Much better.
Gregory Vignal is stripped on the touchline by Alex McLeish. I'm sure it's going to be McFadden he comes on for to add some stability on the left-hand side, because Glenn Johnson is taking Birmingham apart down that flank.
Still super, hasn't he?
Benny Yoon, it's out by Roger Johnson. Here's Emiliano and Sua to Ngoe, left-hand side. Got Carr for company. David Ngoe, can he find a way through? Good run from Ngoe, can he get across it?
Oh!
Ngoe's gone down! Penalty! Liverpool! It had to be!
He's done well, Ngoe.
And David Ngoe,
Ngoe's done really well there.
Draws the foul. And it's Lee Carsley who brought down David Ngoe. And it's a penalty to Liverpool. And
well,
a real opportunity to level the match.
I'm seeing it now again. He's done brilliant, Ngoe. He's gone past Carsley, slid his foot out. And he's dived, you know. He's dived. He's not been canny. He should have left his foot in. And, it's a little bit naughty. He's won a penalty. We've seen him time and time again. That's happened. But what he should have done, Ngoe, he should have just left his foot there instead of leaping to the ground, and then it would have been a penalty. And you can see why Lee Carsley's incensed, because it's not a penalty. We've got that. You know, the referee's given, he's been conned by Ngoe, and that happens in football. It's not nice when it happens to you. We've had it done to us in the past.
Yeah.
And the worst thing is now there's a big delay in time. Steve Gerrard's going to take the penalty, you know, and the Birmingham City players are protesting. Well, he's booked Ngoe for something. They've had a confrontation. And Lee Carsley as well, probably for words, so handbags at 12 paces. But Steve Gerrard's just got to keep his composure. Now, this is one of the games that you tend to think now, the way it's gone, that this penalty will be saved. We've seen times that, hopefully I'm wrong, you know. That won't have helped Steve Gerrard, you know. But Steve's... I'm not saying no more. Let's just get on level terms. Come on, Stevie boy.
Gerrard against Joe Hart then. Steven Gerrard for Liverpool.
Yes!
2-2! Gerrard makes no mistake. And Javier Mascherano grabs the ball as it rebounds on the back of the net and runs back to the centre circle. Liverpool aren't done yet, but they're level. Liverpool
super
2,
penalty.
Birmingham 2.
I was just going to say he's become a very, very good penalty taker, Steve Gerrard. And he's cool, calm, collected. We've seen the foul, well, the so-called foul. No, Carsley slid in. They say there was intent there, but I have to say we are very, very lucky there. That's never a penalty, and the referee's been conned by Ngoe. Well, 2-2, we do deserve it by far for what we're putting into this game. You know, and we've got a good 20 minutes now to pin Birmingham back and hopefully go on to get the three valuable points that we need. But importantly, we have to make sure we keep our concentration at the back, the way this game's gone as well. You know, we've been stung against Lyon a couple of times. We've been stung against Birmingham in the first half here somewhere.
Out as far as Johnson. Johnson getting the ball onto his right foot. Fancies a shot, Johnson. And the ball is deflected behind for another corner. Lucas, here he comes into the penalty area.
Pick him out.
Just pull it back.
Oh, he should have picked him out.
Still Liverpool press. Johnson, Skrtel, halfway inside the Birmingham half. Every player behind the ball. Birmingham desperately hanging on. Mascherano chipped for Kout to try and come in from the left wing. Good header back from Kout. Gerrard! Great save by Hart! And Gerrard's second time couldn't finish. Wonderful save.
Great pressure from Liverpool. Done well here, there, Cal. Good ball from Mascherano. It's come back to Benny Yoon, who smashed it. I thought he should have left it for Steve Gerrard. And then the rebounds come off the goalkeeper. Steve Gerrard's followed in and he just slid it past the post.
And Benny Yoon, pretty much on one leg, plays the ball back inside to Agger. Benny Yoon indicating to the bench that he's got to come off. Liverpool, though, won't want to put the ball out.
Oh.
Babalu's going to come on. Johnson has to retreat to pick up that ball from Kout. And here's Agger, swept forward. Too long this time for Ngoe, and too long for Kout. And Birmingham City goal kick.
Well, that's two hamstrings in one game for Liverpool. We're dropping like flies as a squad, aren't we? Now I'm glad we've got a break for 2 weeks to try and get some of the players back. It gives Ryan Bevel another opportunity from the substitution bench. And he's gone on the left-hand side. Can he make a name for himself?
Kout tries to release Johnson on the right, but it's snuffed out by a good challenge from Vignal. Here's Lucas Leiva to Steve Gerrard, and Go waiting, and Go!
Oh!
Just wide from David and Go. Whipped in with pace by Gerrard, and Ngo just couldn't finish.
Good movement. Good movement from Liverpool. Good ball by Steve Gerrard, hit the near post, and Ngo made a real terrific run. Right across the defenders. Just couldn't guard it into the net. So near. Super play from Gerrard again.
Liverpool back in possession once more, though. Here is Lucas, middle of the Birmingham half, to Babel. Babel into the feed of Kout. Kout looking for space to shoot. Shoots, it's blocked. Back to Gerrard.
Oh!
Dipping volley just over the bar.
You can see what Steve Gerrard was trying to do there, couldn't you? The only chance he had was to lob it into the net, and he's just put it onto the top of the net. And
here comes Alberto Aquilani for his debut at Anfield. Lucas Leiva is withdrawn, and the Italian gets his first opportunity to savour the rich ovation afforded to him by the home fans. And what an impact it would be for the former Roma man if he could help conjure a goal for Liverpool in these remaining minutes.
That's it, full time.
Retrieve it, and that is full time at Anfield. Birmingham City have secured a point, and Liverpool drop two at home to a side who will be scrapping to stay up. Steven Gerrard's penalty in the second half after Lee Carsley was adjudged to have fouled David Ngo at least brought Liverpool level. But Birmingham will be absolutely delighted that they have managed to come to Anfield and pick up a point. John Aldridge.
They'll be absolutely over the moon. Birmingham City, you know. They've had two chances, scored two goals. They never done nothing second half. They just camped in their own half and defended. And you have to say, resolutely at times, they've done really well. As I said, wrote the luck a few occasions. Now, we were gifted the penalty, you have to say, to get the point. Now, it wasn't a penalty. It's as easy as that. You know, he's conned the referee, David Ungog. We far the better side, as you'd envisage. From the plus points, you know, Steve Gerrard come back 45 minutes, looked like there's not a problem with him, so 2 weeks respite for him. Man City will be flying on all cylinders. Aquilani came in, played the last 15 minutes, looked very comfortable. Matarana was one of the best games I've seen for the Blues, fantastic,
really. He's immense, isn't he?
And Johnson, obviously. So from a downturn, he's got picked up a couple of injuries, notably the one to Benny Hume could be costly. He'll be out with his hamstring for 4 weeks or so. He'll miss probably the Man City game and the Everton game, because he's been doing really well for us. Torres will be back hopefully as well.
But Riera, of course, a recurrence of his hamstring, so the two wide players, which is not what Rafa wants.
Yeah, that's right. But we are disappointed. It's 2-2 against Birmingham, but you know, just got to keep on plugging away and, you know, hopefully things will come right down the line.
Breaking the game down a bit, John, I mean, do you look back at that and say, well, actually, Cameron Jerome scored a goal, the like of which he may only score one in his career, and they've had one other opportunity, which they've taken. Admittedly, the defending might have been better for that goal, but from the rest of the game, as we've said, Mascherano ran the midfield, Liverpool played with width, and seemed to play a lot of good stuff, and just missed that opportunity, I suppose, to win it.
We missed a goal scorer. You know, and Gog done really well for his goal. You know, the balls that were flying in sort of areas where natural goal scorers like Torres would have perhaps got a goal, or, you know, out and out centre forward. Steve Gerrard was in there for a smashing header at the post. Because a lot of balls came in the box. And half the time, David Ungog, who's leading the line, was outside the box. You know, he got into some good areas, to be fair. He could have possibly scored the winner when he went across the defenders and got that touch in the near post of Steve Gerrard's marvellous cross, but unfortunately put it wide. We did have opportunities, but again, if, and it's all ifs, and if Torres would have been there, I'm sure we'd have got 3 points there tonight. But you can't keep conceding goals like we do. You know, you can talk all you want about Jerome's goal, which, you know, Pepe was caught out, it was a great goal, but the first goal was horrendous. You know, it's another set play, and nothing, ball far post, headed back into an area where we've got to be defending, you know, and getting the ball out the 18-yard box, and we just, again, we've conceded from another set play. And you can break that, it doesn't matter what Rafa Benitez says or anyone else, you break it down, and you show how many goals we've conceded off corners and set plays and it's a massive percentage of probably 80% of goals what we're letting this year, maybe 75.
Post-match. Maybe it wasn't penalty, but again, I would say we have had this situation during the season, penalties not given for us, and then today for us was a really good luck, but I think that, anyway, we deserve to win.
City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook.